Can you talk a little bit about the data we have right now on checkpoint inhibitors in HCC?
As you remember, the study that was done a while back with the nivolumab, and it was a pilot trial, and it had multiple arms. And in that trial, there was evidence that nivolumab has activity in a proportion of patients. Again, we're not talking about a large number of patients, but probably in the region of 15% to 20%. And this was accompanied by, in patients who had response, it was a durable response. The patient's response was maintained for a good number of months and even longer. And it was relatively well tolerated. The other thing is that in that trial, they didn't see much difference in the response based on the etiology of the HCC. And as you know, that got approval by the FDA. And so that's how we have an option in the second line. There's also evidence that pembrolizumab has activity in this disease, as I would expect, being similar molecules and targeting a similar target within the immune system. So that's another option for the patients, is the pembrolizumab.
And have you yourself observed any useful responses to checkpoint inhibitors with HCC?
Yeah, I mean, currently I have a patient who's getting pembrolizumab, and he's been on it for, I would say, close to 2 years. And he's getting as part of the clinical trial that he started approximately 18 months or 2 years ago. And again, it's a response that has been maintained for quite a long time. So to me, it's impressive, but the issue is how do we know which patients are going to have such a response? And for that reason, if I knew that better, I probably would have used it in the front line in patients, but I don't have that knowledge. This patient got it as a second line after failure of sorafenib. And I'm just giving you at least one recent experience I had because I saw the patient recently in the clinic.